Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling to you from Austin, Texas. My wife and I are Triple Diamonds with this wonderful company of ASEA. We've been with the company just over 3 years and seen countless thousands of lives changed. And I was sharing with somebody earlier today as I was speaking with them, and they're getting going and they're seeing some amazing results with their family. And when we first talked, they're starting to come to a realization that this thing is actually real. And it's kind of funny, as people start to get on ASEA and start using the technology and the product and get around the people, you start to grow and understand that this thing is, it's really real. And I've got tonight on our Monday motivation calls a couple that I heard speak in Vegas that really blew my doors down. And I was unable to catch the early one on Friday to hear Dr. Stan speak, but I was able to hear Christy, and she really lit my fire. And at this event in Las Vegas, which we had a couple weeks ago, I asked that they would please come on to the call and share some information with you guys, a little bit about their background, what their, you know, some of their accomplishments, what they see, and where this is really going. Dr. Stan and Christy, they have been a part of ASEA now for about past 5 years, and have 8 children, and it's been a joy to get to know them over the past couple of years. And Dr. Stan and Christy, are y'all with us?
We are with you.
Awesome. Would you do me a favor as we kick this thing off? When we spoke a little bit earlier, Christy, if you wouldn't mind, just kind of share a little bit of y'all's background so everybody knows who we're talking with, and let's kind of, then we'll get into it.
Okay, we're really young. We've been married 43 years, and we got married when I was 3 years old. So we're happily married with 8 grown children, and we now have 24 grandchildren, and the 2 most recent ones were identical twin girls. So that's going to be a little bit about what I talk about tonight, is how that affected us and kind of gave us some more why for doing ASEA. I'm going to just tell you a little bit about Dr. Stan, because he's very quiet about his own accomplishments. I think he's the most brilliant doctor that exists. He's been in practice for over 35 years. His original training was as a pediatrician. But then as he moved more and more into how to help people in ways that didn't involve drugs and surgery and all the bad side effects, he became interested in what you call alternative, integrative, preventive, natural medicine. So he now is a diplomat in anti-aging medicine. He spent over 15 years in Cleveland and Billings, Montana, practicing preventive medicine or alternative medicine. And then 5 years ago, we moved to Utah. So we are at the home base of ASEA, and we love, love, love the corporate people. We think they're wonderful.
Awesome. So when y'all, you say, so you go back with y'all's background, and you're sharing kind of, y'all got into more of the alternative. What led y'all to ASEA?
That's kind of a funny story, because, well, maybe Stan, you ought to tell that, because that's the very thing that he was studying back in Cleveland, was reductants and oxidants and redox signaling molecules. But you take it from here, hon.
Well, Terry, I spent 9 years in Cleveland in a practice coming from conventional medicine. It took a few years to actually retrain my brain to think in the alternative medicine arena, where we spend more time addressing the causes of issues and conditions rather than treating the symptoms of them. Conventional medicine tends to focus on the symptoms and uses drugs and surgery. And so for the past 15-plus years, I've been really exploring alternatives to drugs and surgery. The 9 years I spent in Cleveland with two other physicians who had been in alternative medicine already for 20 years before I joined them, clearly pioneers in the field. One of them advocated and spent 9 years advocating that the core of all issues and conditions really is oxidative stress. that's where the problems with all diseases really lie. And so these redox signaling molecules are created in every cell, but when there's too many of these redox signaling molecules, really, let me just define what redox means, because we now have a supplement called ASEA Redox Supplement. And so redox, it's critical to really understand what this is. The R-E-D part of redox is called reduction or reductance. And the O-X stands for oxidation. Most of us are more familiar with the oxidation because in the 1980s, antioxidants were introduced as the greatest thing since sliced bread. And basically an oxidant or oxidation is when a stable molecule in the body loses an electron and then it becomes unstable. And so these oxidants that are actually formed in every cell of the body are messengers. That's one of the positive things that they do. And these messengers protect the cells, rejuvenate the cells, repair the cells, permit the cells to function at their optimal level. And another thing that these oxidants do is that they attack the bad bugs that surround us, the bad cells inside of us, the cells that grow and can't destroy themselves. It is really the immune system of the body uses oxidants as bullets and just shoots these oxidants into the cells to try to kill these bad bugs that we want to get rid of. So if we don't have enough of these oxidants, then the communication doesn't take place. Our protection, our repair process, the cells can't function optimally. If the cells can't function, then the organs can't function. If the organs can't function, then the body doesn't function. The body becomes sluggish, and the breakdown of the body actually occurs if there's not enough oxidants. And as we get older, these oxidants are created within the cells less and less, so that we may lose up to 80-90% of all of these oxidants that were created for the repair in our bodies. Toxins, environmental stresses, poisons, all these things kind of interfere with the production of these oxidants. More important, and something that we're more familiar with, is what happens if there's too many oxidants. That is, these oxidants are created, and once there is inflammation going on, once the body starts to break down, then these oxidants get produced, and these unstable molecules, these molecules without an electron, just find themselves banging around trying to find the electron, and when they bang into the cells, then it damages the cells. Let's see, we're going the wrong way, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, Stan, you stop there a second. I'm sitting, and here I am sitting, okay, what's a good question to ask right now?
we're going off some slides that I used, and somehow the slides are
out of order. Let me ask you this, Stan, as you're looking at that real quick. When I first saw this, I was kind of blown away with certain things that were kind of, that was what I was hearing what it would do. And when you first saw this, as you're getting that ready, when you first saw this, and you're a part of it now, as we're listening in, there'll be a lot of people listening to this recording. Where do you ultimately see, with what you're telling us, where do you see this company, ASEA, going? How great of a discovery actually is this?
Well, it's at the core of how the body functions. Let me just finish my thought on oxidants, because that's one of the major things that we need to understand in order to recognize the value that this brings to the table. This unstable oxidant that is being produced because of the damage of the cells that are taking place and really causes all the degenerative health conditions. The probably 95% of all adult health conditions are related to oxidative stress. Either oxidative stress is the cause of the condition or the condition is causing oxidative stress. And this is where the antioxidants come into play that we've been talking about for the last 30 years. So what does ASEA bring to the table in this kind of setting? Well, let me just define what the reductant is, and then we can talk about what ASEA brings to the table. The reductant actually is the electron donor. So redox signaling is the addition and subtraction of this electron, making it stable or making it unstable and highly damaging to the body. So the reductant donates that. So ASEA is really the balance of the oxidants and the reductants. It has an equal number of oxidants and an equal number of reductants. So if there's not enough oxidants in the body to repair the body for communication in the body, then the oxidants actually build that system. If there's too many oxidants in the body and the body is just falling apart because of oxidative stress, then the reductants are donating an electron and suppressing that oxidative stress. So either way, ASEA is really supporting every single body system and function, the immune activity, the digestive tract, all the brain and mental cognition, the heart, the blood vessels, the joints, the muscles, the eyes, everything, every organ, every cell of the body is improved with ASEA. And that's the major thing that we know that it does. There's a bunch of other things. I don't know if you want me to talk about those too, but this is really at the core of health. If we can bring this under control.
So let me ask you this. Doc, as you're sharing this stuff, and there's a lot of people, like I said, listening in, and did you believe this when you first saw it? I mean, when you first, with your background, when you first saw this, what was your first reaction when you started to understand a company actually put this together?
Well, being an alternative medicine, I get introduced to everything that's on the planet because they want me to look at and endorse everything. So there's a lot of things that I've looked at, and most of them work for me, and some of them don't. So when I see something that looks really good, has strong science behind it, which ASEA does, then the only thing that's left is, does it work? And I have been working with my daughter, who was in her 20s, for a number of years with her blemishes that she had, and they were fairly severe, and everything that I did helped, but nothing really got rid of them. In the early days of when we were introduced to ASEA, she was here in our home, and she was in college, and we said, here, spray this ASEA on your face and see if it does anything. So she took it home for 2 weeks and sprayed it on her face a few times a day, came back, and for the first time that I had seen her in 10 years, the lesions, the blemishes, had basically disappeared. And I could not believe it.
I can remember Stan saying to me, if this is what I think it is, this is something absolutely huge. And that's quite a lot coming from Stan because he tends to understate.
When we talk about vitamins and things that our body needs, then ASEA is not any of those things. But if we have a deficiency of a vitamin and we take ASEA, then that vitamin is going to be able to work, or that mineral or that substance in the body, that hormone, is going to work better just because the communication system is working better and everything's going to work better. It is at the core of life. It's the core of the cell functioning.
Well, you're hitting some things tonight. Look, and I think it's really, and we've had a lot of discussions on our conference calls around what if, you know, what if this is real? What if this happens to be one of the top medical breakthroughs of our lifetime? And I think you're peeling back the onion for a lot of people listening in tonight to say that this is real. As people are listening, and I want to come to you, Christy, here in a sec, but if people are listening at home, and there's aspects for the health aspect, there's the business aspect, you know, it's the ethos, everything about this, but when they're looking at this and they're trying to understand it, and you take it to the, you really understand this stuff. Is this, let me ask you this, this simply put, is this real?
Oh, this is absolutely real.
When you made the comment to Christy about if this is what I think it is, this is going to be huge. What did you find? Did you find out that it's what you thought it was?
And probably more. I mean, I have been plagued with. Unfortunately, we can't use diagnostic terms as we talk about supplements. The FDA has restricted that. So let me just describe the horrible symptoms that I have had since I was a teenager, with the eyes being itchy and swollen, the runny nose, the clear runny nose, the congestion. And this has always happened when I've lived in Utah. And we spent 18 years in Billings, Montana, and Cleveland, and I didn't have any of those symptoms. Only when I came back to visit in Utah, then they would all come back. And when we would fly back to Cleveland, they would disappear in a day or two. So it was really nice. 5 years ago, we moved here to Utah again, and that first summer that I was here, everything came back, only it was more severe than I remember it ever being. And I do remember the night that I actually sprayed that ASEA. This was before we had the Renew 28. You don't put Renew 28 in your eyes, but you can spray it in your eyes. And I could hardly sleep because of how swollen my eyes were, and I was spraying it about every hour or two so that I could sleep for an hour or two before the itching and everything would come back so severe. And so I really put this to the test. I knew this helped the immune system. And so, I mean, I was miserable, did not want to take an antihistaminic. And so I took one cup of ASEA in the morning and one cup at night. Within 5 days, I was about 80% better. And within two, three weeks, I was at least 90, 95% better. And this is something that is unheard of in the practice of medicine. I was actually an allergist, and when I was in conventional medicine, I did all the skin tests and did the allergy shots, and I knew what happened to allergies, and I knew how long it took to reduce those symptoms in people. And for me to be able to experience that within 2 weeks and recognize the power that this has just really, really changed our life, and it's absolutely real.
You know, you gave me all fired up, Christy.
Yes.
And this is no joke. I mean, you're an ultimate trainer. I shared when I spoke that afternoon that the morning venue that we had in Vegas was probably one of the best events I've been to. And that's why people always make sure people make it to events. But, Chris, as we're hearing all this stuff, and look, you've been around. Of course, y'all are married, and you've been 5 years into the business. You're a diamond, you're a great trainer. What do you see? I mean, you did a trainer.
You just cut out there, Terry.
Are we
Terry, are we still on?
You're on. Terry's not.
Still on? Terry, are we on?
You are on. Terry is not.
Ah, okay. Terry has a question for me that I didn't hear. Well, I'm going to take this and run with it, everybody. I just want to say this is a new year, and you have the chance to come up with what I use the term of. I coined a few things in my presentation, and one of them was, if you made a resolution, then that is a re-solution. So if you have a solution, then you have a problem. And if your problem is that you don't know what to do with this, let me just suggest that you look carefully at what you dream of and what you want in your life. And the solution is to run with it. You know, do what you feel prompted to do. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let distractions get you off track. But stay focused and stay on course. This is really worth it. This is worthy of you. It's worthy of your time. I wanted to mention that when our daughter, the same one that had the blemishes that were so severe, got married a couple of years ago, and then last Christmas, just as we were heading out to go to Guatemala for Christmas, we were actually on our way to the airport with suitcases in hand, and she came in through the back door because she and her husband live in our basement apartment. And they had gone to the doctor to find out the gender of their baby, and what they learned through the ultrasound was that they had not one but two babies. And so they had twins, and those little twins have been a huge, major blessing in our lives. But they also came 6 weeks early. So that created the necessity for us to be available and to help. And ASEA made that possible for us to be able to spend time with our family, because that is part of our why. Our family is a big, big part of our why. And if we don't know our why, we aren't looking at the big picture. So I want to encourage each of you, as you look at this year ahead. We've got 1 month behind us now. We're in month number two. Every day is a new day to start the new year, because it's the next day of your life, to use a much quoted phrase. And so I want to encourage you to drill down to what your whole purpose is. So one of the things that I found helpful for me was to say, I want to then fill in the blank so that I can, and fill in the blank so that I can, fill in the blank so that I can fill in the blank. So it would be something like, I want to build a business with ASEA so that I can earn sufficient income to pay for a nice retirement, so that I can spend my time traveling, and so that I can be of greater help to my children. So this breaks it down into more of a why for me. If you have a big dream in any area, your health, your family, your spiritual life, your financial, your professional, ASEA, travel, social, creative, mental, whatever is your dream, get it down on paper. If you can get it down on paper and create in your mind and on paper your ideal day, your ideal month, your ideal life, all of that begins to help you understand how ASEA can help you to reach that. And that has been the huge blessing for us, is to understand the big picture and all of the little doable components that lead to that. Terry, are you back on again?
I am. Sorry, my phone. Sorry.
Oh, no, <back. laughs> that's not a problem. I just was afraid you'd lost us and we were wondering what to do.
Now you're rolling. Keep on.
Okay. One more little tip that I'd like to give you that I think is a real jewel, and I hope that if you have a piece of paper handy, you jot this down. If you've created on your paper what your why is, what your ideal is, then create a bridge from where you are to your goal that is actionable plans. So it's literally building a bridge from where you are to where you want to go, and break that down into the smallest possible emotional steps. Sometimes I remember Karen Riley gave us the new phrase that Justin Wilson coined called psychoduological. So that means that you can emotionally and psychologically do this. So if you create a bridge of those actionable plans, then that will help you to get to your goal, because every day you can hold yourself accountable, and since they're emotionally doable, then it's not such a terrifying thing to tackle them. If they are too terrifying, then you still need to break them down further. And then one other thing that I found very effective is to find an accountability partner, because discipline is the bridge between our goals and our accomplishment. Jim Rohn said that. I also coined another little term called using the word routine as being kind of a little route or a little pathway. So a routine is the small, simple, duplicable practices that lead us to our destination. I want all of you to know, as we close out this call, that I believe that ASEA is big enough to cover everyone that is in this program now, in this company now, and everyone who comes to join it. I believe that ASEA is something that can and will bless the world. And I believe that, well, I've seen it. I've seen it bless my life. I was actually disabled several years ago working for the airlines, lifting 100-pound bags. One night at the end of my shift, I felt like I was walking on cut glass that had been shot out of a volcano. And for years, I really could not walk very well at all. Even going into a Costco would make me want to cry because I knew how much pain it would be to walk. But thanks to my sweet husband and his knowledge of muscles and their function, and then ASEA, I have been able to be able to walk and actually be able to go up and down stairs. I'm not perfect at it yet. I still need to work on it, but ASEA has made a huge difference for me. And I think of all the people out there that if we would just open our mouths, if we would just let go of that fear and say, you know, I have something that I think could be of help to you. Are you open to learning about it? Just to say that and get their permission and then bless their lives. Bless everyone's lives. Just go out there and bless everyone's lives. And some people will tell you, go away. And some people will tell you, no. But for that one person that says, that sounds interesting, I'm curious to know more, that one person is worth it. Every soul is precious. So do what you can to bless the world with ASEA. That's my challenge to all of you.
Guys, y'all are great, man. I could stay here all night and I mean, really, I'm sitting here looking at the notes I took at the Vegas conference, Christy, when you're on stage and your Og Mandino quote. That was fantastic. Do you remember that quote?
About excuses?
No, well, you can hit that one, but about the light and the darkness?
I'm trying to think which one that is.
So when he said, I will love the light, for it shows me the
right.
Way.
I will love the light, shows me the way, yet I will endure the darkness, for it shows me the stars. Yeah, Og Mandino said that. And, you know, just a little note of encouragement to everybody. This is an industry where it's very easy to get discouraged, like dis-ease. And you need to learn to be flexible. We didn't plan on these little twin babies. We didn't plan on their needing extra care and attention. We didn't plan on that affecting our ASEA business, but it did. And are they worth it? Absolutely. Would we do it again in a heartbeat? Not that we had the babies, but that we've been involved helping them. And I think we need to understand that circumstances change, people change, priorities change. You'll lose people in your organization that you think are just going to run with it and go to the moon and back. The unexpected can happen, but if you keep a fluid, movable attitude that allows for flow, and if you remember that this is bigger than any of us, but that each of us is precious, And I think it'll help us to have the perspective we need to have as we approach this.
I got one more question for both of y'all.
Okay.
Where do you see this? I mean, where do y'all see this going? I mean, it's kind of an open-ended question, you know. Y'all hit some really good stuff. Where do y'all see this going? I mean, y'all have been in the industry before. Of course, y'all know medicine. Y'all been around the wellness industry for a long time. You're specialty really in this space, and you got a great little package going on here. But where do y'all see it going over the next, say, 5 years? What do y'all see?
Well, I think we're at the beginning of something explosive. You know, when we were down in Guatemala, we got to see volcanoes that were actually erupting, and every little while there'd be a little puff of smoke come out of the volcano. It was a little bit disconcerting to be, you know, underneath the volcano and seeing that happen. and I see ASEA just exploding. You know, the momentum is building, the power is growing, the passion is increasing, and maybe more importantly, the credibility is being established. We've got a great corporation that's doing all they can to support us with whatever and any possible means of proof that they can have while still following the rules. They're very eager to protect us all. They have the ethos. They have the vision. They have the expertise. And I see this thing just going crazy. Stan, what do you think?
Well, I think there are several components that have to be in place to make something as revolutionary as this really happen in the long term. And one of those is there's got to be a vision. I think there's no doubt but what we have the product. We have entered into two and almost three trillion-dollar markets. So we have a market that has no really foreseeable end. We have the company itself with a vision that is as strong as any vision in a company that I have seen. So when you have the company, you have the product, you have the ethos, and the corporate people that are willing to work with the field people in a network marketing company. I think the distribution model of network marketing is the model of today. I think ASEA has it all.
Guys, this is one of the top, I mean, if not the best, one of the best calls we've had. I appreciate y'all being a part of it. And if y'all could hold on a second, if y'all are okay with it, open up the questions here a second after I shut off the recording. But, guys, thanks for being a part of it tonight. Guys, make sure you get this out to your teams as fast as you possibly can. If this doesn't make a difference in your group, I don't know what will. And also, for those people doubting Thomas's, make sure to get this out to them. I think this was absolutely fantastic. We'll see y'all next Monday at the same time. Hold on one quick sec. Thanks, guys.
Question? Tonight.